The following items are all taken from last week's Henley Standard, but I thought they might be of interest to some of you. The first is Coffee Morning with Cyclists raises £500 for cancer support charity. More than £500 was raised during a Macmillan Coffee Morning at Christchurch in Henley on Saturday. The event was a collaboration between Henley Rotary Club and two penny farthing cyclists, Matt Richardson and Bill Pollard. About 50 people attended and had tea, coffee and homemade cakes. There was also a raffle with prizes from Tesco, dinner with champagne at the Hart Street Tavern, books from Bell Bookshop, and handmade cards by artist Kirsten Jones. The cycling pair, who wore top hats, tweed jackets and silk net scarves, were invited to join the morning to help them raise funds for their second fundraising challenge in April. Mr. Richardson and Dr. Pollard will travel 900 miles on the late 19th century large-wheeled bike from Land's End to John O'Groats, riding through England, Wales and Scotland in a variety of period-style outfits and hoping to raise about £50,000. Mr. Richardson, who was diagnosed with throat cancer in 2022 and treated in 2023, said, "Macmillan has been our chosen charity since we started riding. Henley Rotary Club asked us to come down and help their fundraising effort, but of course it helps ours too. It's a reciprocal benefit and we're very pleased and grateful to be here. The funds will benefit all cancer sufferers irrespective of what cancer they have. During my cancer treatment, I noticed immediately that the Macmillan logo is everywhere throughout the Royal Berkshire Hospital, even on the nurses' uniforms. It became apparent that just how much they support the whole cancer programme." Jeremy Gaunt, president of Henley Rotary Club, said the event reflected the club's commitment to community and charity. He said, "These guys are a very visual part of Henley. They're going off to do something amazing for the charity, so we thought we would put it all together, and a coffee morning seemed the best way to do it." The morning followed a talk given by the duo 2 days earlier on January the 15th, when they spoke to about 150 guests in the Finlay Suite at Phyllis Court, raising a further £500. Exhibiting a pantomime version of themselves, they spoke about their ride from Henley to the Eiffel Tower in Paris in June last year. This was their first fundraising challenge and raised more than £24,000.